This idea of the former president, Rowling, is not a new one at all. You may recall that in his very last message to the nation at Parliament House, former President Kufuor made the same case, that the four-year term was simply not enough. It should be moved on to 5 years. And subsequently, in some other interviews, he has reiterated the same point. So Mr. Rowling's latest opinion simply reinforces what has been made already by former president. And I think if two former presidents are agreeing on this point, then there's something in there for us to look at. We have to understand that democracy is not a straight jacket. It is not one-size-fits-all proposition. Practice democracy allows countries to structure the practice of democracy in ways that best suits their own history, their own environment, and how they want to see themselves in the future. After all, the four-year term is not magical. The Americans may have imposed 4 years on themselves because, look, their system is not like ours. It's a federal structure, and the federal government doesn't have much role in the development of the states and the counties. In the states and counties of America, as you may know, people determine their own destiny, their own development. But when you are in a unitary state like Ghana, where a president is almost an imperial head, having tentacles all over the country, making all kinds of appointments, 4 years may not be adequate. So we should not be glued to the 4 years, unless, of course, there's reason to do so. On the other hand, though, if you make it 6 years for it and you elect somebody into office, there could be a downside if the one elected is not the best leader you can have. For instance, if you put somebody there for 6 years, you are stuck with the person. So you are not lucky to have a good person, a good leader for 6 years. That you are going to be dealing with this person for 6 years before you can vote him or her out. There's always a downside to any proposal you make. So whilst we are thinking, I'm thinking that yes, 4 years must be extended to maybe 5 or 6 years to give elected leaders enough time to do what they have to do. At the same time, I'm also cautioned that if you are not lucky to get the right leader, then you are stuck with that bad leader for 6 years. That is what we also need to look at.
You just heard a governance expert, Professor Bafo Ajimandria.